snap to A-Rod. Rushes on, has time. Looking, throws, middle, yes. Got us there! Breaking free to the 50! He may go all the way to the 20 down the right side! It is Randall Cobb to the 5, to the end zone, to the touchdown! Oh my goodness! Randall Cobb to the lead score!
This is The Beat on WGN Radio 720. Joe Brand hanging out. Carm is in Florida on vacay with his lovely lady friend. I'm Harry, and I don't leave town when the Bears have a chance to knock off the Packers and win the division. We go from one Hall of Fame guest to a dagger of a guest. If your plane is going to get snowed in on a Monday night at O'Hare, you want to have tortellini in the Harry Carey's by O'Hare with the great Wayne Larrabee. Wayne, thank you so much for jumping on and giving us a little time today. How the hell are you, Wayne?
Good, Harry. How are you guys doing?
We are doing good. It's exciting. Things are a little different. Wayne, that, of course, is from the Sunday night opener, and I thought Aaron Rodgers was gone. I thought we'd never see him again, and he came back, and your exciting call for Packers fans there. He won that game. Of all the things that have happened since that game in the Green Bay Packers season, what has surprised you the most?
Well, I think the game against Arizona and how they played in that game really surprised me, because Arizona is not a very good football team at all. And I know the Bears saw them earlier this year, but they outplayed the Packers at Lambeau Field, and that prompted the coaching change in Green Bay.
As Harry mentioned, you know, the opener against Green Bay, the Bears have gone one direction, the Packers have gone another. Have you talked to the coaching staff? What are they most getting prepared for against the Bears in this game?
Well, I mean, the big focus has been, of course, on the defense. That's number one. And how are you going to get it blocked up? You know, that type of thing. Because so much has happened since the opener. I didn't even go back to watch the opener, because these are two different teams. I mean, you know, look at the opener. Khalil Mack had been in Chicago for a cup of coffee, and Roquan Smith hardly played because he was just getting back into the swing of things. So things have changed drastically as far as the Bears are concerned. Furthermore, I think Trubisky has gained some maturity. You know what I mean? He's not a complete product. He's not a finished product. Nobody could expect him to be. He doesn't have a lot of starting experience, period, at any level. But, you know, I think he's steadily improved, and he's become a nice quarterback for these Bears and with the potential to be really good down the road.
Wayne, you know, you mentioned the coaching change. There's so many coaches. Tony Dungy that night went off on Green Bay. How could you do this to Mike McCarthy? And many other coaches, current and former, have gone off on the Packers. You know, I was a little surprised by it myself. The perception is that Aaron Rodgers was running the team. I don't know if that's really a fair perception for Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think it's a fair perception for him. He's taken a lot of negative publicity for what's going on. Believe me, you know, the relationship between McCarthy and Rodgers, in my opinion, was, you know, one of, you know, creative tension. If there was any tension at all, it was creative tension between two people who are very good at what they do and have a great feel for it. And that's the only thing I've ever noticed over the years. As far as this year is concerned, you know, here's the thing, and Harry, I understand what the coaches and a lot of people are saying. How could you fire a Super Bowl winning coach in the middle of the season, et cetera, and all that? But here's the thing. If you have decided, especially after that, if the Cardinals game, the way they played at home against a bad Cardinals team, crystallized what you were going to do with this particular decision down the road, then don't you owe it to the coach to say, hey, listen, we're going to go a different direction after the season. You know, let's cut ties right now. And, you know, that way we can conduct our search without having to resort to clandestine activity. And you can, by the way, go out and you're going to be the number one candidate for every other opening except this one. So I honestly think they did Mike McCarthy a favor, and I think the team did the honest thing. They knew they weren't going to retain him after this season. And if that's the case, if you come to that decision for whatever reason, then go ahead and do it now rather than wait till later and have this guy dangling in the wind, you know?
The familiar voice you hear is that of the great Wayne Larrabee. Wayne, of course, calls Green Bay Packers games and uses clandestine naturally, whereas others might have to look it up at dictionary.com. So, Wayne, the incredible...
I hope I used it right, Harry.
I'm waiting for the producer to let me know if you did or not. As soon as I find out. So, the incredible comeback you guys had against the 49ers on Monday night. There's a moment in that game that I had never seen before happen. That is, your team is driving. Aaron Rodgers is, you know, ridiculous again that night. He's fantastic. He's superb. You know, dust off the superlatives. And you're down inside the 10-yard line, and you guys take a timeout, and I've never seen the quarterback just stay on the field. You know, there wasn't him coming to the sideline and conferring to the coach. Was that because he was injured, or was there some problem going on that night between McCarthy and Rodgers?
I honestly don't know, but boy, when you look back upon it, Harry, you sit there and you say to yourself, well, maybe that was just a disagreement between the two, whether to take that time out at that point in time. You know, I don't quite know. You know, I'd like to be able to say clearly that that's when it all began, but that's not it, and I don't think it's any one single incident that went into this whole thing, especially the decision to fire the coach. I don't think it was just primarily based only on the quarterback situation and his relationship with the coach. I think that there were a lot of other factors involved, but that was a poignant moment, as you pointed out. And you know, looking back on it, you sit there and say, "Well, something must have been up."
I don't mean to keep hammering the coaching change issue, but aside from Aaron Rodgers, the rest of the roster, the rest of the team, I mean, what has been their response? Where are they going for their leadership aside from Aaron Rodgers?
Well, you know, the response of the team was positive last week. They had a good week of preparation, and they played well against Atlanta. They really did. But, you know, the thing about it is leadership. I mean, you constantly are turning over your roster. The leaders emerge, or sometimes they don't. And, you know, in the case of the Packers, guys, we all have to understand, you know, take the emotion out of it. This is a roster that's under, you know, transition. I know all rosters in the NFL are under transition to a certain point each year, but this is more so in that they are transitioning to a new era around the same quarterback who won the Super Bowl. And they, by the way, gave him, you know, the largest contract in NFL history. So what they're trying to do is transition this roster. It started probably last year, a little bit more this year. You'll see a big change next year. So this team is kind of in that transitionary period as they're trying to still at the same time make the playoffs.
Wayne, one of the good things for the Packers this year, you finally found a running back. Tell us more about Aaron Jones, the exciting running back out of UTEP.
You know, I tell you something, Harry, he's one of those guys, I believe he was a fifth-round pick, and you sit there and say, well, how can you get quality in the fifth round? Well, isn't that where Jordan Howard came from? I mean, he's quality for the Bears.
Oh, yeah.
You can get running backs anywhere these days. But I'll tell you what, this kid has a special feel and vision. Great one-cut runner, makes excellent decisions as he moves up to the line, seems to have a good feel for the knack and patience that it takes to be a great running back. And, you know, the only question on him is, can his body hold up to it? Last year he ended the season on the injured reserve list. This year, they've been very careful with him. He doesn't get a lot of reps, but when he does, he's performed really well. He's been just outstanding, and he's a guy that, you know, every time you hand him the ball, there's a chance he could make a big play.
Sticking with the offense, this year in the NFL, there's been an influx of points being put up on the board. Are you a fan of this kind of new age NFL, what's going on right now?
You know what? No, I'm really a guy who, you know, I like defense. I really do. I thought the game the Rams and Bears played was just outstanding the other night. I thought that was great. That was great. That was poor quarterback play by two young quarterbacks, and that's going to happen. But that happens against good defenses. I know the Rams aren't a great defense, but they've got star power all throughout that defense on all three levels. They're not nearly as good a defense as like Minnesota or Chicago. And the Bears defense is just what a great defense to watch. I feel like in my career I had the honor to watch the best defense ever for one season, actually for a couple of seasons, the Chicago Bears of the mid-80s. That
Bears
was a great defense. And I can really appreciate this defense now and what they're doing, and all of us can in football.
Speaking of stars, we're visiting with Wayne Larrabee, flashing a little star power of our own. On your defense, I was surprised you guys moved Clinton Ha-Ha Dix to the Redskins. How has the Packers' secondary been since Dix got moved out east?
Well, you know, I think they're a little more efficient, but the thing that Clinton Dix brought, he would make the big play, but then would miss four or five other plays. And, you know, he wasn't a real good tackler on the back end of that defense. And Tremont Williams moves back to safety, and he gives them know-how. He's been in Mike Pettine's system. He knows the game. He gets everybody coordinated and lined up. A moment ago, we were talking about leadership. Who are some of the leaders besides Rodgers on the Packers? Well, Tremont Williams is one of them. And, you know, he has Super Bowl cachet with Green Bay. And so even though he went to Cleveland for a couple of years, played last year and played well at Arizona, he's back in Green Bay and has really been a very good influence on a young defensive secondary group. So, you know, they've been a little bit more efficient. But, Harry, if you just take a look at the numbers, they're not getting a lot of turnovers defensively. And that's the thing that they have to change. They got a couple last week. They'll need to get a few tomorrow to have a chance.
You talk about how impressed you are with the Bears' defense. I think the last time I checked, the Packers are getting six. If you were a betting man, would you put that down?
I'm not a betting man.
But if...
That's all I'll say about that.
Got it.
Wayne's too smart. Wayne has played this game before. Wayne knows all about it. You know, Mason Crosby has been money in the bank for the Packers for about 6.5 decades. This year he has had a couple of misses, and it's really surprising. Even for a Bears fan, I'm used to Crosby just knocking it through the uprights. Is that just a little blip on the screen?
You know, Harry, it's been an interesting year. He's missed more field goals this year than he has since 2012, when he had a real bad year that year. He hit 77% of his kicks that year. It's interesting. He missed four in Detroit, okay? Mm-hmm. And since then, he's made 16 of his last 18. You know, so I would say that's a blip. But, you know, the other thing that, and I'm sure Mason, I know he's disappointed at this, he missed a 52-yarder, I believe, that would have beaten Minnesota.
Right.
Missed a 48-yarder that would have won another game, or at least gotten into overtime, that kind of thing. You know, against the Cardinals, would have gotten the game to overtime, and maybe things would have been a little bit different. You know, but again, last week, tough day, kicking the football, and he, you know, nails two right through the uprights from distance, you know. So I still think he's money in the bank. I really do. And, you know, these guys are human. Julio Jones drops a few passes every game. Mason Crosby is going to miss a field goal every once in a while. These guys aren't video game people. They're real people, flesh and blood, and you have good days and bad days. And I think Mason's still one of the premier kickers in the league.
If they were video people, maybe my son would actually watch a football game with me. It's not good at all. I'll tell you who's great on Green Bay, and everybody knows this, is 17, Devontae Adams. Boy, I mean, I just, if I, you know, obviously you can't get Rodgers, but if I could pull one Packer off the team besides, you know, Aaron Rodgers, it's Wayne Larrabee. I know Aaron Rodgers is awesome, but doesn't Devontae Adams help make Rodgers look so wonderful every game?
He's a great receiver. He's really become a great receiver, Harry. And, you know, he would have had 1,000 yards the last 2 years, but he ended the two seasons on IR, so. He missed some significant time, and he was right at the cusp of the 1,000-yard season. This year he's been healthy throughout and really played terrific. And, you know, hey, there are a lot of great receivers in this league, but he's got to be in the top 10 of anybody's list right now. And I think he's going to the Pro Bowl, and he's rightfully so. He's had a great year, and he makes the tough catches. That's the thing. And the other thing, Harry, that's interesting, he goes up against the best cornerbacks each week. And he took Xavier Rhodes, and they had a tremendous battle on the outside. And he just, I mean, took maybe one of the best cornerbacks in the game and wore him down. And Rhodes eventually left with an injury. I mean, this kid, Devontae Adams, is the real deal.
He sure is. Hey, Wayne, I don't want you to be upset when tomorrow something happens that hasn't happened since September of 2018. That is, the Packers actually lose to the Bears here in Chicago.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen, Harry, but you know how it is. Hey, listen, it's great to be back on WGN Radio. You know, I spent some of the best years of my life on WGN in the 80s and 90s, and always have a fond memory of the place and everybody who works there.
Wayne, Joe and I were talking about that before you came on, is how long you were on WGN and the special seasons that you had with the Bears and the Bears had with you. And, you know, it's great that you'll be able to call one more game in a season where the Bears win the Super Bowl tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. You're not getting ahead of yourself now, are you?
No, I'm looking at it objectively, dude. Totally looking at it objectively.
And to be fair, Wayne didn't say no.
Right, right. I heard it right
You're taking the emotion out of it.
I'm taking all
the
emotion.
Something? Here's the deal, guys. Let me tell you something about this. And anything can happen when you get to the playoffs. I saw that in 2010 with the Packers, okay? Anything can happen. But if you have the kind of defense they have, that travels. And I understand last year great defenses didn't do so well in the playoffs, but that's more of an anomaly than it is a regular occurrence. Great defense will translate into January, and I've got a feeling, you know, the Bears are a dangerous team. I don't care if they have to play wild card weekend. Nobody wants to play that defense, including the Rams in L.A. I guarantee you they don't.
Now, going back to not getting ahead of ourselves, but you said the best defense you witnessed was the Bears in the 80s. You talk about this defense. Not saying this defense compares to that one, but do you think it could have the potential to?
Yes, because they have star-making power on all three levels of that team. I mean, you know, you look at Hicks, you look at 91 in the middle, you look at those two inside linebackers. You know, I think they've got some an excellent safety in Jackson. Eddie Jackson's just tremendous. And I think the Kyle Fuller is developing into a cornerback that's going to be better than Mike Richardson was. And Mike Richardson was pretty good for the 85 Bears, as was Les Frazier on that team. But Prince Amukamara has actually been outstanding for this Bears club. So, yeah, I think they have the potential. They're not there yet, that's for sure. But they have the potential to get there.
You're so classy, Wayne, because I want to say no way. I mean, I love this Bears defense, but that if Peyton doesn't fumble, if Peyton and Thayer don't collide on the second play of that Super Bowl, I think the Bears never bring the regulars off the field, and they shut out, the only shutout in Super Bowl history. But it is awesome that you have this perspective, Wayne. You, unlike me, you can be objective. It's always a treat to visit with you, and no matter what I think of the Packers, I respect the Packer fans, and I sure do as hell love the Packers play-by-play man. Thanks a bunch for giving us some time tonight, Wayne.
Hey, guys, happy holidays to both of you and your families, and thanks very much for having me on. Please don't hesitate to call in the future.
Okay, remember you said that. Wayne Larrabee, okay. He's a dagger!